Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. It's Morning Devotions. Welcome. A few years ago, the well-known media mogul Rupert Murdoch tweeted that he was learning transcendental meditation. I found this quite fascinating. I have to admit to not knowing a lot about TM, as it's called. But Rupert Murdoch said to his followers, everyone recommends it, but it's not that easy to get started. It's said to improve everything. We don't hear a lot about transcendental meditation these days, though. It's apparently a cornerstone of the New Age movement. It's supposed to help you relax and focus, to get in touch with yourself and other people, to find God within yourself. So why is there all this interest in meditation? My guess is that we're so caught up in, so busy running here and there, that our minds are caught in too much stuff. We feel like we're in a frenzy and we need to reach out and to calm us down. And I don't know Rupert Murdoch, and I can't comment on his reason for being into transcendental meditation. But I do know what the word meditation means and how it applies to Christianity. Meditation helps us pull the plug on the mental whirlwind, if you like. It focuses our minds and our hearts on God and God's sovereignty, his purpose for our lives, and the truth that he brings. It brings, meditation will bring a clarity and a cleansing, because what it'll do, it'll settle your mind. It's about praying to an all-loving God who knows us intimately and one who created us. You know that there are 1,001 forces, that's just a way of saying it, competing for our attention, and sometimes our minds become so cluttered. There's so much what we could call detail overload. And sometimes when life gets tough, there's that emotional overload, and we can be bombarded with the media and the information, and it's hard to take it all in, isn't it? In fact, the information age, I think, poses a serious threat. Do we actually hear God? Can we hear God? Sometimes it seems that everyone's on Facebook, and then that can become so time-consuming. We don't have time, or we can't switch off. We just can't sit there and do nothing. But to be still before God, to talk to him and for him to talk to us. So sometimes we've got to purge and clear through our minds and set aside the details that we don't need, the demanding things that happen, and then we can focus. What does God want from me today? What does my family need? What has my employer asked for me or from me today? So these are very practical matters, aren't they? The day-by-day matters, but really they make up the stuff of daily life. There is a better alternative, and that is to read the Bible, to try and understand what the eternal God is saying to you about meditation. And I think there's nothing better than Psalm 1 from the Old Testament. This is what it says. God's blessings follow you and wait you at every turn. When you don't know, don't follow the advice of those who delight in wicked schemes, when you avoid sin's highway, when judgment and sarcasm beckon you, you refuse. But for you, this is Psalm 1, the eternal's word is your happiness, your focus from dusk to dawn. You're like a tree planted by flowing, cool streams of water that never run dry. Your fruit ripens in its time. Your leaves never fade or curl in the summer sun. No matter what you do, you prosper. Now, that's a modern version of Psalm 1. It's an amazing piece of scripture. It says that true happiness and authentic joy come from the Lord, the true blessedness. It's a true way, of course, to get rid of rubbish is to pour the water in. You can't get rid of the garbage in your life just by thinking about it. You've got to replace it, replace the negative with something positive. And the psalmist says that the godly person delights in the law of the Lord. That means he loves the word of God, the scriptures. And that word delight means to take pleasure in. It has the idea of something that really you enjoy. Everyone delights in something. I mean, if you have a hobby, or some people have food that they delight in, or friendship, many people delight in their money. And many delight in evil things. Your delight actually determines your direction. Meditate. It means to digest something. It means to ruminate, to chew the cud, as we say sometimes. And there it is. It's not a duty, something that you've got to do, grinding your teeth. It's about reading and loving God's word, taking time to meditate on it. Why don't you try it? Thank you, Heavenly Father. We know that today is a busy day for many people. Help us to be sensible and to actually spend time in meditation on you. Amen.